Welcome back to PoPoliticking.com, your home for self-help meets hip-hop. Right now we're live on YouTube. Check us out on Spotify and iTunes. One, two, and the place to be. I'm joined by Mark A. Houghton. How you doing, bro?
How you doing, brother? Good, man. How's everything going?
I'm good, man. It's been, I think last time we talked, it looked like it was December 2019, around that time.
Yeah, it's been a little while, right?
So I had to follow up with you, man.
Good, man. Good, good, good. How time flies, right?
Yeah. So I just wanted to kind of, we'll just recap for any new listeners. I know you're a law of attraction coach and a subconscious mind educator.
Yep.
So I kind of just I guess what, so anyone is listening, what is a law of, first, I guess, what is law of attraction and why is a coach needed?
Well, law of attraction basically has two principles, right? Principle one is about how your thoughts and your mind affects your external world, your reality. And then step two of it is how that law affects reality in terms of science, such as physics, how we bring things into our world through vibration or energy patterns. So that's basically what it is. It's a fundamental law, just like the law of gravity. Now look, you know, when people say law of attraction, you gotta understand something. This has been around for over 2,000 years. This was even been around before the Bible. I mean, there were teachers and gurus and there that this knowledge has been out there. There's been in different parts of the world, particularly in the Western part of the world. But this is not new. People call this new age. It's not. It's actually been around a long, long time.
Mm. And then what about the subconscious mind educator?
Yeah, the subconscious mind now is, you would call that new, because what people don't understand is that you, me, all of your listeners, everybody that's listening to this, you think you're controlling your life. You're actually not. You think you're thinking when you get up and you do stuff. You're actually not. It's been scientifically proven that we are 95% on a program. Your subconscious runs everything. 95% of your life is a subconscious program. You're only conscious of 5%. So the things you do, the things you think you're doing, the life you're living, the job you're working, the things you believe, the people you associate, married, all of those were put into you by 0 to 7 years old, and you're just replaying it right now. Everybody is an adult with a kid's mind subconsciously. And if you don't know how to change it, you will never be consistent in your life. You'll always go with up and down.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you, so where does that program come from? But you said it was already 6 to 7 years old, was already in your mind.
Yeah, so what happens is when you were born, right? So they call that the neonatal stage. So around 0 to 6 years old, the first thing that develops is your subconscious. Now, the thing about your subconscious mind is that, I mean, I'm pretty much in school, they probably taught you that, you know, your subconscious controls your heart rate, your breathing, et cetera. But what they don't dive deep into is that the subconscious controls more than that. It controls your habits and actions. Of course, your habits and actions is what drives and creates your world, right? So when you were young from 0 to 7, we call it the unconscious or the subconscious mind. It takes everything literally. It doesn't have the logic, because the logical mind doesn't develop until you're 7 years old. That's just you call your conscious ego or the critical divide. So that thinking mind was 7 years out. So your subconscious had all this time to soak up any and everything. So if you think about it, if you were a young kid, some of the stuff you don't remember, if you see your parents struggling to make money, or the environment, or you see the religion they choose, or what they think about, that became your belief. Now, when you grow up and you develop your conscious mind, you start thinking new stuff, right? You start saying, oh, I believe this, I'm gonna believe that, I wanna do this, I wanna do that. But have you ever noticed you try to do those things and nothing, it doesn't happen, you're fighting yourself? That's because you have the unconscious program underneath running the show. And if you don't know, you don't know. And this is why people struggle, because they're fighting between two minds and they have no idea that they're doing it. They're using their red conscious mind to try to force and create and use willpower. Yeah, sometimes you're going to get success, but I can guarantee you one thing. After about 4 to 5 months, you check back with them. You know what happens? They're back in the old pattern. They don't know why. Well, here's the reason why. Because your subconscious will always override your conscious mind because it's the final boss. It controls your actions and habits. That's why it's important for people to understand what their subconscious is and how they can change it. That's in a brief summary of the subconscious.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, so what are some ways you can reprogram your subconscious mind?
Right. So repetition. So if you start to think new thoughts over and over, you got to do that consistently, that will start to get into your subconscious. Your subconscious will start to change your habits and actions. You can use subliminals. You know, listen to those subliminals while you sleep. They'll program your subconscious. Become uncomfortable in comfortable, if you could say that. So start to do different things. For example, if someone wants to make more money or they want to be more affluent, you know, they have to physically start to go to this side of town where they got the nice coffee shops, the nice stores. If they want to get a car, they got to go look at the car. Because the thing about the subconscious is, as I said, it believes anything as long as you do it over and over. But here's the biggest thing about the subconscious. It's connected to an even higher mind. People call it superconscious mind, mind of God or God, the universe. See, the subconscious is infinite in its ability to create your world. Your conscious mind is finite, meaning your conscious mind can only do about 10% of the work. So 90% of people use their conscious mind to create their life. And this is why so much people aren't happy, because they don't get what they want and they never meet their full potential because they're not tapping into that infinite mind. So when you can tap into the infinite mind of the subconscious, now we start to deal with the world of quantum mechanics and quantum physics of how things come into our world, how we see our reality and how things. And then when you go there, you get a huge shock when you discover quantum mechanics and what it says about human beings and the nature of our reality. What you discover is that you and I and everyone else, we're not really real. Your listeners are probably like, what is this guy talking about? What is this guy on? Here's how it works. The things that make us are small particles, protons, electrons. You all heard of that, but they're smaller particles called muons. And these particles, when you look into them, they have no physical structure. They're about 99% empty. All they have is a vortex of energy, like a string-like energy. Everything is made from that, man. So it means that in things that make us aren't real. But what does it say about us? We look real, or we write, we touch stuff. Again, that's an illusion. It's your brain. Your brain uses electrical signals, electrochemical signals. When I touch something, it's a signal from my brain saying I'm touching it. But you're not actually ever touching anything, because electrons in my finger and electrons in the other, they have to have two particle charges. What happens? You ever have two magnets? You put the opposite together, see how they repel each other? That's what you feel when you touch something. You never touch anything. It blows people's minds because they don't teach people this. People don't understand this stuff, you know, and they're not going to teach you that. They're not going to just put this in the mainstream and say, hey, man, you can create your own world. You're like a god. You can just manifest or create things if you want, if you know how to do it. So this is why you have to be very fortunate to find this information to change your life.
Yeah, I was actually reading, like, I don't know if you got the, I got an Oculus, and it's like a virtual reality simulation. But then yeah. I was actually reading, that's basically kind of how life is. Like, basically what you're saying, we're in a simulation and we don't even really know we're in a simulation.
Exactly. Yes, look at that. Because, you see, your subconscious runs a show. So remember, it cannot tell the difference between real or imagined. You know, that's why when you ever have a dream and it feels so real and you're sweating in the dream and your heart rate is beating in the dream, right? When you wake up, you're like, man, you're all sweated up and your heart rate's racing. That's because your mind believes it was real. So it exhibits all the bodily survival functions. That's why your heart beat, because your subconscious mind thinks it's really happening. That's deep.
Yeah, then you were talking about like the kids and programming. I actually got our little kids. I'll be making them listen, like they go sleep on affirmations and like delta waves and stuff.
Good. Use theta waves. Theta waves are the ones that get to your unconscious.
The beta waves?
Yeah, theta, theta, alpha. Delta waves are when you're in a deep dream state. But to get to open the subconscious, you got to get into the theta state. Because, you know, your brain has five different states that it oscillates through when you're sleeping. You got delta, gamma, beta, theta, and I think, what is the other one there? Yeah, delta, gamma, alpha, theta, beta, yeah.
Yeah, I would say it was weird because I think since last time we talked, man, I had, I don't even think I had any kids yet when we first talked, but.
Yeah, I don't think we did. Yeah, you didn't, yeah.
Yeah, in my mind, I was saying I wanted to have two kids. That's what I was manifesting. And then I kept saying I wanted a job that was closer to where I live.
Yeah. So
I manifest all that now, but now I realize, like, I'd be like, man, I got to, like, just be more, like, what I really, really want, just focus on that and all the other stuff, really don't pay attention to that. Because I realize whatever I do focus on, I bring it into life. So I just want to be just kind of, I guess, aim bigger for stuff.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And look, you just showed something about the nature of reality in the world we live in. So, you know, each person, they kind of inhabit their own what we call multiverse or universe, their own mini universe. Because the thing is this, that your brain is constructed in your skull, right? In the back of your skull, it's called the occipital lobe. That's where you get like the information comes into your eyes, called photons, and it goes into that visionary cortex. But your brain is in a skull, okay? Mm-hmm. Your brain has never seen light.
Right.
Your brain don't even know what outside looked like. But yet, that is what creates all of this. So ask yourself, if my brain don't see light, how the hell am I seeing light? How the hell am I seeing the world, people, and all that stuff? That's because something is downloading information to your brain, to all of our brains, called a collective subconscious information. And there have actually been studies to show this. It comes in through what's called microtubules. These are little parts between the axon and the neurons of your cells in your brain. And they come in, and it's called quantum fluctuations. And they give you, and we see our world. So if you ask me a question, say, man, Mark, so why does everybody see the same thing? Because everything is a collective connection. But when one person sees one thing, it goes out, and then we all see the same thing, and then it permeates in that consciousness. And so, boom, we see our world. You see a car, I see a car. So everything is like a holographic simulation. And I'm going to show you something even deeper than that. We now know that it's similar to a hologram. Because you think you live in a 3D world? No, you don't. Our world is actually two-dimension, and we'll be portrayed on a hologram. Study of black holes show that information, if you throw it in a black hole, you think it will go down. The information gets splattered across. So space itself is like 2D, and that's why we call it, it's like a hologram, that we're projected onto a hologram. That's what we mean by hologram, not an actual, you know, digital hologram. It just means that we live on 2D, but whatever that force is projecting us, people call it God. I call it your higher self. It's that part that talks you through intuition. And all this is science now. It's not like metaphysics or pseudoscience anymore. This happened with the last 10, 15 years, and people don't even know this stuff.
And then the other part of your bio says, I help people utilize the power of their mind to achieve success. So I'll just ask you just how powerful is your mind?
Your mind is very powerful. Let me just put it like this. I can, for example, with me, the lottery. So I won a lot in the lottery. I would sit there, meditate, and get these numbers, and it would come out, and I would have won some money. I could sit here. I could remote view. I could see something in real time. I can lucid dream. You can create telepathy, you can send people messages. Now, a lot of individuals may be like, yo, what's up? This is like some crazy stuff. But I'm going to bring it home to you. The U.S. and Russia, back in the 60s and 70s, they actually put a lot of money, $20-something million, into these programs where that individuals with the gifts of their mind, remote viewers, they would sit in there in a room, and they would remote view in real time something in the Soviet Union, a sub, a military base. You can go look this up right now. It's been declassified. It's called the CIA Declassification Act. It's out there right now. And then how your mind can travel to other dimensions, influence stuff. This all sounds like real science fiction stuff, but it's actually science fact. But your mind is very, very powerful. You can use your mind literally to influence people and to create anything you want. The trick is people don't know how to use it, how it works. That's where I come in. I teach you how to do it, how to access it, a structure, a system. And now, if you haven't done this before, it's going to take you some time to learn it. So it's not like, oh, I'm just going to start doing this stuff. No, because you have to reprogram the mind. You got to create a new pattern, a habit. But we've all experienced it before, right? You have deja vu. You've had a dream, or you've seen something in a dream and it came through. We had a family member that dreamt something. It came out in real time. All of that is the ability of the mind. And now we know what that is too. And now we have the science that we can tell what's happening. So that's called quantum entanglement, where information is always entangled, no matter space or distance. There's no, we call that non-locale in physics, means that there's no time or distance when it comes to information. So the minute I think of something, it goes to someone else, no matter if they're 5 billion light years across.
Yes.
Fascinating.
I know one thing I can do a little bit of is I know how, like, say if I want somebody, like I can make someone call me. So I can just start thinking about them and they'll end up calling me. And then another thing I know, I've been practicing this for a while. So I really don't need an alarm clock to wake up anymore. I really can just tell myself what time I need to wake up. Cause it's funny, man, because I was like, I'd be wanting to go to the gym at 5 o'clock. So I was telling myself, I said, man, I gotta get up at 4:30.
Yeah.
So I wake up and I had to use the restroom. Then I look at my phone, it's like 4:29. I was like, damn. I was like, this shit really works. Yeah, I like practicing it just to see it works, but I do that sometimes just to see.
So what you're doing is you're tapping into what's called the higher self. Now, this is the best power of your mind. There's a part of you that you can give instruction to, and you got to know how to talk to that part, the language code, I call it. So you can solve any problem, any issue, if you know how to do it. You can go right to your higher self and you can say, hey, show me this. Hey, create that. Fix this. Make that happen. And if you know to watch for the signs and what's called inspired action, it pops right into your world.
That's what's up. And I know now, I don't think you had this before, but I see you have a Mind Center World.
Yep. So that's my new website I launched. So I have Mind Center World. I got my other website. I got the YouTube channels and all that stuff. So it's just another avenue, man, for me to just spread this information, this knowledge, and this teaching to help people to understand the power they have. Because, I mean, I experienced it myself when I started teaching it. And then, you know, my students and the people that I teach and instruct, they start experiencing all this stuff. And it's people call it trippy. But the more, you know, you and I, all of us, we're living in the best times right now, because we're at a peak now where technology and science is catching up to show us what our world really is. We're understanding more about the brain. We're understanding more about the universe, the mind. And now we're seeing all these things work, right? But as I said before, some of this stuff is known already thousands of years ago, right? You know, people are teaching, but now we just have the science to catch up to it. So for someone to know that, man, this guy's telling me that I can literally like manifest or create stuff by using my mind. I'm telling you, yeah. Now, I'm not telling you, because this is where people get the misconception of law of attraction. Now, see, I go a lot deeper than the law of attraction. It's a part of it. People think that, okay, so I'll just sit back and just think positive and it'll come to me. No. That's part of it. There's other deep aspects, but you have to know how to tap into the mind, how to talk to the mind, how to program the mind, how to look for the mind signals and signs, how to create focus, a repetition, a habit. If you can create all those things, then that's when you start to reap that benefit of the success you want. I mean, you can literally have your life go consistent good or consistent bad, because to the universe, everything to the universe is just probability and information. That's all it is.
Yeah, I was saying last time we spoke, it was right before COVID. So how have you been dealing with COVID?
For me, the COVID thing, I mean, you know, people have all these different theories and everything going on. And, you know, I see it. You see the writing on the wall. There's a lot of things happening here. But the thing you got to understand is that, you know, the world, everything goes in cycles. So things will come up and some things are already planned. If you think about it, like this information, it's very enlightening. So a lot of people wouldn't want to get this information. That's why it's not in the mainstream. So there's some very, very, very smart people that know this stuff, and they can use it to affect the collective subconscious. In other words, what I'm saying is this: they can implant into everyone through the media subconscious things, so it creates a self-fulfilling prophecy where they show you something years before, and then 10 years after it comes into thing, and you say, oh man, look, they planned it. Well, not really. What happened was we manifested, because the mind is always creating. So that's how they can implant stuff into people's mind, and it pops up 10 years later, because they let the collective subconscious manifest. That's why I don't watch the news. I stay away from all that stuff, man, because you are constantly being programmed and you don't even know it. COVID is an example of that.
So what's the average day for you right now?
An average day? Building content, just creating, helping. I just started a podcast channel too. So it's called Quantum Chosen One Podcast. And I mean, you know how it is, man. You do this, you help, you got a good thing with the hip hop community. So you're always busy doing something, doing tasks, business, et cetera, et cetera.
And I said, did you learn anything? What would you say you learned new as far as your business in the past, since last time we talked, so like a year and a half? Is anything that you learned new that you apply to your business?
You got to do it. Yes. I have to get help. I was doing everything compartmentalized by myself, but you really got to get a good team around you, man. And I realized that, because when things start to grow, you really need structure. And another big thing I learned is that it's good to be of service to others, because if you're of service to others, you're really helping yourself. So those, I think, were the two main things I learned as far as the business aspect.
And I will say, you say you don't watch any television or anything like that. So would you read books, or what do you do?
I do read books, but mainly I'm so busy doing my thing that I don't have time. If I do watch anything, it's got to be something uplifting or moving me towards what I want, like anything with like science, physics, anything of that sort. But as far as the news, man, I don't watch the news. I don't watch any of this, the stuff they put out, like whatever reality TV, all that stuff, because people don't understand. It's a program agenda. I mean, happiness doesn't sell, man. They don't want you to be happy. If you're happy, you're not going to go out and buy anything. You're not going to do anything. But happiness doesn't sell. That's deep. The news creates fear, bias. Fear, you know what news does to your brain? It creates cortisol, like a chemical in your body that makes you fight or flight, gets you nervous. It makes you go out and buy stuff. People don't understand. That's why I see all the commercials. It's fear-based, and I don't watch that stuff. And I encourage people not to, because it really plays havoc on your mind.
And what is happiness to you?
Happiness is being contented with who you are in the moment, and knowing that you are the best you are right now. Another thing about it is you don't wait to be happy. You choose to be happy now. That's a misconception. They program. Look, everything is a program, man. They program your program. You don't even know your program until you get out of it. It's called like the matrix, man. And the thing is, everybody's been conditioned, right, to say that, oh, happiness is over there. Happiness is when I get this. What people don't understand is there's no such thing as when you get this. The concept of time is an illusion. Everything is happening right at this moment. You can only create now. The past is memory stored. The future is anticipation, expectation. It's not happening. Whenever you're in the past, you're going to suffer from depression. Whenever you're in the future, you're going to suffer from anxiety, because they don't exist. That's why people don't find happiness. And the program is designed to keep you there. The program is designed to keep you in the future and in the past. can't keep you in the, don't want you to be in the present, because when you're in the present, you're connected to your true self. That's where you find happiness. And it's just a big secret too. People are going to understand this. If you are happy now, the things you want, you're going to get them a lot easier. Why is that? Because your mind knows what makes you feel good. So if it says, man, so when I'm happy, I'm thinking about I have this, I have that. What happens now, you set up what's called an attractor factor, where you create everything through a vibration and it comes in. Another thing we got to understand, and I didn't mention this, that everything in our life is a vibration. You, whatever you get in your life, you think it's a, you think like, oh man, I know that person, I meet that person. Nothing is a coincidence. Everybody that comes in your life, every people you meet, it's for some type of purpose, to teach you something, to accept something, whatever. So you are constantly attracting things consciously and subconsciously. So most of us attract things unconsciously because it's more powerful, right? That's why we have so much fear. And that's why you have people say, man, I don't want to do this. I don't want this to happen. And it ends up happening, right? That's because their unconscious mind took that literally and it's more powerful. So we all live in a vibrational universe. We're just constantly pulling in stuff. And people need to know this stuff and they need to study. They need to go understand it. Because until they do, they're going to be this, what I call these bots or these robots that are just walking around like this, being programmed, and you're going 9 to 5, pay your bills and die. And the cycle continues. You're not truly living your passion or your purpose. You never have the chance to do it because you're so distracted by the matrix, the hustle and the bustle world.
Yeah. I like what you said, man. You said it so simple when you said, if you're living in the past, that's depression. If you live in the future, that's anxiety. That's real.
Yeah. It's real because, look, there's a part of your mind, it's called your ego. You know what it does to you? Every single person right now is fighting some sort of demon. We all are. If you go out there and you see someone and they look, I see that they're like pretending happy. Go on social media, see all these people on social media happy. It's a front, man. We all have the same mind. I know how it works. I have it. You have it. The thing that fights you is the voice in the head that compares you and tells you you have to be like that. You're not good enough. And that brings you into your past. So you start to reminisce and think what I should have done, what I couldn't do. It reminds you of all that. What does that do to you? It makes you depressed because you feel you're not good. That's what I'm talking about, the program. That's how they set it up. You're right. You go on social media, right? You see all these people. Those are some of the most depressed people, man. You only can be happy if you choose it and you focus on now. So let me teach, what does it mean? What does Mark mean by the present moment? It means like whatever you're doing, like we're doing this podcast right now, it's the most important thing to me right now. My focus is in on this right now. I'm not thinking about it. 10 minutes after I finish, that's called being in the present. If I'm washing the dishes, that's the most important thing to me right now. I'm washing those dishes, just focusing on. If I'm eating breakfast, that's the most important thing. I'm just noticing the taste, feeling it, just embellishing it. That's called present. That's the present. And it takes practice to do that. But I say something, if you master the present, no one can stop you. Nothing will stop you. No one can put you down because you know how to work. You don't care about what people think about you because people, you know what people is? Those are the biggest, you know what your biggest block in manifesting is? People. You know, did you know that every single person you meet have a different version of who they think you are in their head? I get deeper than that. You don't even know who you are because you have a version in your head of thinking of what you think they think of you or what you're like. Only you know what you truly are based on how you feel. But the point is that it don't matter what people think, man, because they don't know you anyway because they have a different version. And most of the time it's off or it's wrong.
Yeah, I remember when I was a manager, man, it was like real stressful. Because it is like that, because you got to worry about how like all these people think about you, keep all these people happy.
That shit's crazy. Yeah, right. And you know where that came from, Paul? That came from when you were young. That's a program they put into you about you have to compare yourself with other people. And it's slipped into it. It's, the media shows it. Everything you see, people like looking super good, all that stuff. And it makes you feel like you're not fitting and you have to try to fit in. all for your subconscious. Why? Because it sells. You can go get some plastic surgery. You can go do this. You can spend some money to do that. And guess what? When you get it, you know what happens? To show you how this doesn't work, what happens is you get it, right? You say, all right, I got it. Then your mind now looks for the next best thing. And you're not happy anymore. So you're going to continue to chase happiness. And you'll never find it, like the dog that chases his own tail all the time. You'll never catch it. That's the program. That's how it's set up. It's called the matrix. Matrix is what I call the false prism of reality. We live in like a matrix where you're being programmed and you don't even know it until you can break out of that stuff.
Man, what are some things you could do for self-care?
Yeah, some things you can do for self-care is, number one, start to become aware of everything around you. Be open-minded now. Question stuff. Do research. Start to listen to what your inner self is saying to you. Notice your patterns. Notice your habits. Those are the biggest steps for someone to get out of this. But another thing too is this. There are some people that are going to see this and they will never get it. And that's fine because they weren't ready. They weren't designed to get it yet. The next thing about this stuff is we each have a time to wake up. So not everyone's going to wake up at the same time. Maybe it's your time. If you see this, maybe it's your time to wake up. You know who you are. That's what we call that, the chosen ones. The chosen ones are the ones that can see through the veil. They know like, yo, this is something up here, man. This is not real, man. They see through the veil because they're tapping into that higher dimensional mind. But there's some people that aren't ready yet, and that's fine. So that's just how it works right now, man. But for someone to begin, you have to start to become very aware. You have to be open-minded. Don't be closed-minded and think it's not possible. And then start to observe, question. And that's your beginning journey to depends on what you want, you know. But that's the roadmap to getting your true power, I call it.
And what are some would you have any more people that you recommend that like authors that people should study?
Yeah, there's a let me see, you can check Quantum, you can check out you got the good ones out there. You got the guy's name there, Greg Braden, you got Joe Dispenza, you got Bruce Lipton, you got Joseph Murray.
I like those.
Yeah, those are some start points you can get into. Then you can start to study quantum physics. You know, it's not difficult. It makes it very simple. Well, it's Napoleon Hill. Who's the other guy that's really good, man? Jim Rome, old school Jim Rome. There, he's really good. You got Bob Proctor out there. There's so many teachers that you can find. I can you know, find your niche and see what resonates with you. But you got to start. If people want to change their life, they got to start to surround themselves with content that will move them towards their goals and desires. You got to start to watch stuff that's going to put you in your goals. You can't watch things that make you feel like you can't get it or it's not possible, because your mind is being programmed. He believes it. So you got to impress your mind. Like you just told me, right? You said you're going to dream big. That's the secret. You have to dream big because your mind is infinite. And that's another thing that holds you back, is the ability to dream big, because you have this limitation in your mind that says, man, you can't do it. We all been there, right? You hear your mind says, man, how are you going to do that? How are you going to figure that, bro? Da, da, da. And the truth is, you don't need that mind to do it. You if you know how to tap into your higher self, the higher mind, all you do is you use your conscious mind to think of what you want and send the information to your subconscious, and then it's going to figure out the easiest way to get it for you.
Yeah, that's all I say. Like, even with my podcast, I just be like, I want a big guest, but I just do it like that, and that's it, and it'll come. I won't be thinking like, well, who is it going to be or whatever. I'm going to have five big guests this year, something like that.
That's called allowance. You have two states that stop you from getting what you want. Resistance is energy, that's blocks, allowance is coming in. So what you just did, a perfect example of allowance. You didn't try to think deep. You didn't try to say, man, I wish some, you were just open, right? You're just like, man, I'm just going to let it go and see what happens. I'm open though. And then see, you don't have any resistance. So because your intention was on that, you brought it in. That's how it works with reality too.
Yeah. All right, man. I appreciate talking to you again.
Yeah, man. We can do this again, man. And keep the good work up, man. You'll see you growing and you're doing your thing, man.
Yeah, likewise.
Excellent, bro. Excellent.
You want to tell the listeners how to follow you and everything?
Yeah, you can get me on just search up Mark Houghton. You find me on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Now I'm on TikTok. I have a new book. My ebook is called Manifested with Quantum Physics. Now you can read that. That's shows you story, my story, and how the universe works. Some good tips in there. Some good routines for you guys to follow. So go check it out. If it resonates with you, then you are the chosen ones. It's your time to be awakened and start your mission.